This is Design View.
Hello and welcome to the Design View show for the week of December 16th, 2007. I'm your host, Andy Rutledge, and this week I'm talking about designing shoes and houses.
This episode of the Design View show is brought to you by Unit Interactive. For information architecture, interface design, and modern front-end development services, visit us at unitinteractive.com.
Okay, so that was probably something of a cryptic introduction. I am actually going to be talking a bit about shoe design and house design, but only as analogies here. What I'm really talking about this week is I'm going to go off on a bit of a rant about webcraft quality and how that idea gets distorted by some, and how, you know, some of design's cultural informational leaders grossly mischaracterize the web medium and mislead their audience about it, many of whom they claim to teach. But to get into that, I want to start with those analogies that I referred to. For instance, think about if you were a shoe designer. Surely there are standards for the design and construction of shoes. And so if you design and manufacture shoes that look great, but they don't fit people's feet, and they hurt people's feet, and they fall apart after 5 minutes of wear, the problem is not that they're not standards compliant. The problem is that they're terrible quality, right? So it's also, you know, think about houses. Think about if you were a design architect, and you know, obviously there are standards for that profession as well. You know, a housing design architect has to infuse his work with a clear understanding of, you know, not only how to craft a beautiful facade and how to properly place the doors and windows, but also has to understand structural engineering, structural integrity, and how, you know, the materials used impact structural integrity. Has to understand human needs and preferences for occupying and using livable spaces. Right? Well, it's the same for designing for the web. And right now, there are leaders of design culture and information that don't understand the medium, and they teach their ignorance to the design community. There are leaders out there like AIGA and Communication Arts Magazine that are struggling to comprehend the web medium, and they generally fail at every turn in this regard. For instance, Communication Arts recognizes nothing but flash sites in their interactive annual design awards. They ignore that the web is something that people use. You know, they perceive it merely as something to look at. You know, with AIGA, if you look at their website, even in the so-called interactive design education section, you find nothing but articles or references to color and sound and type. Again, things you look at and hear, apparently. In other words, AIGA talks about interactive design, but they neither understand it nor, you know, make any tangible reference to it. So in this regard, AIGA is part of the problem, and they work to fuel the effort for low-quality web design. For instance, if we go back to the analogies of shoes and houses, AIGA would apparently tell you that shoe design consists of drawing pretty pictures of hot-looking shoes. They don't suggest that you must understand how feet fit into them, or how structural integrity factors into the design, or how materials and construction methods impact, you know, the wearing experience, or how durability is planned for or tested. No, just draw pictures and you're a shoe designer. Congratulations. And the same thing for houses. For instance, the exterior of a house designed by AIGA standards would look exquisite, but the interior would be empty. You know, it wouldn't be a house so much as a facade in every sense of that term. So how does web standards factor into all of this? Well, let's look at some of the fundamental requirements of the craft. You know, when we're talking about web design, the separation between graphic design, information architecture, layout, information hierarchy, XHTML development, semantics, usability, and accessibility. The separation between these things exists only in the minds and the work of unprofessional individuals and irresponsible organizations. All of these factors, which are seemingly disparate and unrelated in the minds of many, are all interdependent. These are the things that the web designer has to conceive of or be mindful of all at once while doing any aspect of it, be it working on the page structure or working on the graphic design or working on the experience, you know, the sort of functional experience that someone's going to use interacting with some component on the page. All of these things have to be present in the mind of the designer at every given moment during the design. Therefore, you know, the designer has to understand these things very well, or she is not going to bring to the design any sort of competence, any sort of extensibility. Without this sort of understood interrelationship and attention to it, the design is going to fall flat under many different circumstances. But because the web is such a rich environment, because it's all kinds of people with all kinds of motivations and all kinds of technologies and all kinds of mechanisms accessing this information, the designs have to be conceived of in a very deep way. And to do without that is not to be designing well for the web, is to create a poor quality product. I mean, this is almost 2008, and to this day, many developers ignore web standards because they don't understand the medium. And they're not helped by many of the resources that are out there. They don't understand the need for semantics or accessibility. They would view the web as a surface, or as a, you know, or as programming. They would view it as something to look at and click. Now, I'm sorry, clicking is not a user experience. Clicking is just a physical, you know, action that you take to physically interact with the web. It is not the experience. A click is not the experience. There are too many who ignore this fact. Part of the reason for this, though, is that the term web standards compliance and the popular idea of web standards compliance, it's about the most offensive term that we could conceive of for, you know, for this worthy ideal, you know, the ideals that the term represents. And I wrote in an article earlier this year that how I believe that this terminology is responsible for a good deal of the disinterest among many developers and designers for web standards. But standards are about realizing the inherent nature of the medium and about achieving quality. You know, any site developed without web standards is not non-standards compliant. It's simply a poor quality product. Web standards is about quality. Period. And until we begin speaking to this fact, web standards is going to remain one of these things that is, you know, has just a little community for, rather than being the standard for the product. For instance, you know, again going back to the house analogy, a house designed by those who find web standards irrelevant would probably be admirably intricate. It might look right from the outside, you know, if you're standing directly in front of it, and it might employ, say, a complex pulley and counterbalance system for the structure. The wiring would probably be some sort of, you know, electrical engineering feat, but the ceilings would probably only be like 5 foot high, and the doors would only open into corners, you know, making using them kind of a tedious and aggravating experience. In other words, it wouldn't be designed for people. It wouldn't be designed for access. It wouldn't be designed for interactivity. It would just be built to be structurally intricate. And so, in other words, it would not serve, you know, its purpose. This sort of shallow and distorted ideal of web design, you know, needs to be relegated to obsolescence. If individuals won't adopt the means to produce a quality product, they should be exposed for what they are, which is unprofessional hacks. And if leading organizations and publications won't make necessary changes of their own volition, then they should be called on it and maybe even shamed into living up to their responsibilities. Because, for instance, AIGA and Communication Arts Magazine are currently failing everyone in web design except those who are striving to be unprofessional and ignorant. But for web standards to be widely adopted and responsibly implemented, the terminology surrounding it needs to be changed. It is not about compliance. It's about quality product. Period. Thanks for listening today. I hope that you got something from this, and I hope that my analogies were not too obtuse. if this made sense to you, if this whole idea of web standards equals web quality makes sense to you, then I hope that you can, you know, do your part to help let that idea penetrate the minds of those who just don't get it. This is another aspect of our taking back our profession, and I kind of see this as a professional's responsibility. So I ask that you do what you can to dispense with this idea of web standards compliance and champion the idea of web quality, of web standards equals quality, the standards for a quality product. If you'd like to write me, you can do so at show@andyrutledge.com. I do look forward to hearing from you. If there's something that you want to hear on the show, any topic that you want to see covered, please, by all means, let me know. Thanks for listening. Take care.